During a recent visit to Petersburg, Curtulo toured the city's crumbling police station and walked aging North Harbor floats, the community's top two capital project priorities. She also met with city officials and visited with residents for hours at a coffee shop. Curtulo also has already been on the campaign trail this year, but not for her reelection. She does not have an opponent in the November 6 election, which she calls fortunate.
Not that I don't believe in, you know, running hard or having opponents in a democracy. That's what you do. But I worked really hard this summer on the Coastal Management Initiative, which we lost, but it was a valiant effort. And after getting outspent 10-1, I think we did well, especially considering that most of the coast supported it. So that was a good experience. Initiatives are very hard to do. So I was campaigning. I just wasn't campaigning for myself so much this year.
The 56-year-old Democrat has represented Juneau in the State House since 1998. She's served as minority leader since 2007 and welcomes the chance to represent other communities outside of the capital city.
For me, after being in the legislature for a long time now, it's just really exciting to get to represent a new area. And I love my home. I love Juneau, but I also love the rest of Southeast. So getting the opportunity to grow like this is really terrific.
Curtulo is an attorney and has worked as an assistant attorney general for the state and an assistant public defender. Her father, Jay Curtulo, served in the state legislature as well and was both House Speaker and Senate President during his legislative career. Petersburg officials unsuccessfully challenged the state's redistricting plan over the past 2 years, asking instead to remain in a district with Sitka and other smaller towns in the region. Voters here have helped elect Wrangell Republican Peggy Wilson 6 times to her House seat, and Curtulo says she understands the opposition to redistricting.
That was one of the first lessons I really learned in the legislature, is it's not, really most of it is not personal. It really was not about me, not about not wanting Beth Curtulo. And if I had lived in Petersburg, I wouldn't have really wanted the reapportionment either. But having said that, it is a really great opportunity to have a really terrific district. I mean, this district is one that can bring the rest of Southeast together.
Curtulo says she wants to continue on in a leadership position in the upcoming legislative session. The former oil and gas attorney says the most important issue remains the state's oil tax structure.
We cannot give away our resource. That's what really runs public works, capital projects, the roads, the schools. It's 98% of our budget. And without a reasonable tax, you know, we can join the recession like the rest of the country. So we are really lucky in Alaska, but we have to continue to be strong on that.
Oil taxes will likely again be a big topic for the state legislature, which so far has opposed the governor's plans for lowering taxes. Governor Sean Parnell continues to make his case for lower taxes. Here he is in an interview this summer.
When we lower taxes and we get commitments for increased investment in the state, we have more jobs, we have more economic opportunity, we have more production in the pipe.
Beyond oil taxes, construction of a gas line will be on the agenda for the governor and legislators. Curtulo says she also wants to pass a bill limiting class size in public schools, and she thinks the state's switch to a defined contribution retirement system for public employees was a mistake and should be changed. She has plans for her staff to visit the smaller communities during the upcoming session or maintain offices outside of Juneau if possible. Curtulo does not officially start representing the new district until she's sworn in at the start of the next session. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.